Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 This program is rated adults only. It contains violence that may disturb some people.
Never fear, Smith is here.
Give me that shoe.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osayimana. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
Giddy up.
Of a chicken, to me it don't mean a thing. But one thing I always crave, and that's why you hear me sing.
Oh, when can I have a banana again?
Oh, tell me, mother, tell me, do. Woo-hoo.
When can I have a banana again?
As I used to do. You see, I like them for breakfast. And I like them for lunch. I don't mind them single or all in a bunch. Woo!
When can I have a banana again?
Oh, tell me, mother, do.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Andre Gumby!
Hey,
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, Commodore.
Good evening, sir. Man, I don't... I don't have my pipes for some reason. Oh, I didn't do the live from around the world shit. I forgot the whole opening.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened there. I kind of, yeah.
And
you got to do, all right.
All right. Well, live! From coast to coast, it's Boss Marcy! An excellent theme song, if I've ever heard one. So why don't you join me for the bullshit part?
It will be an honor. Sure.
All right, well, what are we doing? We're listening to the Grenache Network. Grenache Network.
Oh, that's right. Grenache Network.
What am I with the Slow Talkers of America over here? What? The home of the finest in something or other. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. Help me out here, Gumby. The finest in...
all the inner tubes.
Yeah, that's exactly what I say every time.
That's it.
Get that right, Jack. All right, well, Monday night's Posse tomorrow, blah-de-blah, 10 o'clock. It's iffy this Monday, and I'll explain later during the week. Clobbering time with your pal of mine, Ben J. Grimm, coming to you live from the Baxter Building basement. And then Friday, y'all comes around and circle back to here, Friday night Posse.
Yes.
All right. Well, since we've already introduced Professor R.J. Gumby.
And tomorrow night, Daddy G, we got to go to.
I don't say that at the beginning.
Oh, I thought you did. Oh, you do when he's
in the room. No.
You make
Daddy
a
G only gets Daddy G only gets a plug if he shows up and has to put up with the show for a discernible amount of time. Not anymore, no. No freebies.
So far, Daddy G does not have a show tomorrow at 9 on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he does not?
So far.
Oh, well, are you kidding?
No, he's on.
Okay, I don't want to disseminate bad information. Yeah, he's on at 9. I'll give him a free plug. I'll give him a freebie. But that's it's not standard operating procedure, babe. You know, come on.
Roll above.
All right, if you insist, we'll do that. Oh, jeez.
My brain hurts!
Indeed.
We're fucked up on coffee.
All
right. The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Yeah, Possum Hour. You know what? That was cool, Possum Hour. He could probably kill me.
I wish I was there, man. I must have been cool.
He could kill you just by looking at you, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a badass motherfucker, man. No offense. No offense, James Drury, the Virginian. He is bad. Man, he's like 80 years old, and I would not even mess with him with your body. He would kill me, too. Cool guy, man. A real manly man. Smoking them butts like there's no tomorrow.
Uh-huh. God bless him. There you go.
Well, he knows. He knows better now.
Yep.
I would think quitting now might kill him. Just like Dr. Chin told me years ago, right before I quit.
He
best
killed
advice I was ever given, man. You quit now, I'll kill you. Never look back. All right, want to blow something up, man?
Yes.
That's worth the blow up point.
Up.
We did everything out of order. Why don't we have the polka? No, let's blow something. Let's try to get it back into someone's of a share. We've got Mini Nifty coming up with a Mini Nifty original.
That's cool.
Original. He's great. He's great.
Yeah, I dig the Nif. Dig the Nif.
He's nifty.
Yeah. You can't get any better than nifty, can you? I have to look that up.
Well, I don't know. Nifty. He'd be nifty galifty. That was
okay.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Forgive me. All right. Blowing something up. Oh, I couldn't think of anything to blow up, and I almost like was going to do a rerun. And I thought, you know, why cheat you, the audience?
You came
blow
across
the, blow
here,
up the 3-minute polka. I like it, Ford. Blow up the 3-minute polka. No! Instead, you know, the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
The Beach Boys.
I just seen the movie, Love and Mercy. Have you seen that yet?
No.
That's pretty good. Brian Wilson, man, he was fucked up.
Oh, all about Brian Wilson?
Yeah, about his schizophrenia and everything, and how Paul Giamonte was ripping him off.
Ah. Well, his dad was kind of a dick too, wasn't he?
Oh, his dad was a major dick.
Yeah. I don't know the whole story, but yeah. But anyway, this is without him. This is later on when they were like lame and should have been playing Holiday Inns, but instead they had music videos still. And that kid with the skinny legs, John Stamos, was drumming for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Kokomo, baby!
Blowing up Kokomo.
It's going down. Here comes one of the lamest songs to ever come on the horizon of Earth. Kokomo!
My name is Ron McCann, I play the conga.
My name is Wilbur Max, I play the drum.
My name is Hilda Dickinson, I play the bongo.
Piss out, Dwello, and shit out, Dwello, until they're in sex!
Here I am, Maul.
What?
Get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
I'm hungry, babe, and hear you groaning. Get in that kitchen and burn. Working late and you ain't straight, I want my plate.
Hey,
be glad you ain't cooked no bread, just greens, yo.
Jimmy leg now,
yeah.
From that shit. You should
so
give
dope.
You Jimmy leg. Yeah, who did that one? That was a new one Monday. Beauty.
What was that?
A little Hawaiian music.
Oh, okay. That worked. That worked.
So anyway. I wanted to explain the title of tonight's show. Death Ubunda.
Death.
Now, has everybody heard that joke, or should we repeat it for the sake of repeating it?
You've got to repeat it, because I don't remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, sweet.
I look.
Okay,
I look
well, you'll remember
up.
It when I start Who telling it, because you'll go, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, anyway, I was thinking... When last night the lovely Reverend Wendy so kindly posted on my wall about Bernie Sanders supposedly endorsing Hillary Clinton, which still remains to be seen, mind you. I thought it was supposed to happen today, so I kept looking, but anyway. I thought, well, okay, if that's the case, and Bernie Sanders is out of it and doesn't want me to vote for him, you know, he says, I want you to vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to run anymore. That's going to put me in a position. Because I don't like either the Hillary or Trump. So I thought of this joke. So these guys... This group of explorers, African explorers, get caught by this cannibalistic tribe in the deepest, darkest Africa. Or if we don't, you know, we could anywhere. Cannibals, right?
Yeah.
Well, the chief is having a good time. You know, all the kids and the wives, everybody's lying. You know, they're all in a circle. They're gonna have a show tonight, right?
Yeah.
And the chief says to him, well, you have your choice. Death or Bunda.
Okay.
Starting
to sound familiar.
The first guy, there's three or four of them. The first guy says, I'll take Bunda. He's thinking it over, you know. Death, Bunda. Let's take Bunda. He has no idea what Bunda is. Well, he's the biggest, ugliest guys in the tribe. Take him out behind the hut and just fuck him. Every hole he's got, they drill holes where there's no holes. They just, they butt fuck him, nose fuck him, eyeball fuck him, everything. Everything they can fuck, they fuck. Until he's left near death. In a bloody pool, barely breathing. Next guy says, jeez, anything's better than that. Chief says, what do you choose, death or Bunda? He says, I choose death. And the chief says, Woohoo! Death by Bunda! Yeah.
Okay, all right. I do remember that.
Yeah. It's an old joke. But
oh,
anyway, that's my feeling on my choices.
I had to look the word up in Portuguese for ass.
Well, yeah. That's the joke. It basically, I think they butt-fuck him in the original version of the joke. I was just sort of making up my own version as I went along, to the best of my recollection.
Yeah. Well, they call it aristocrats.
Yeah, it's a bit of an aristocrat. All right, we need a phone sound effect.
Oh.
Close. But no cigar. Let me try again here. Hey! Is this Minnie Nifty?
Minnie Nifty!
Yeah!
Minnie Nifty!
Hey, Minnie Nifty and Jimmy! Hey! Woohoo! Welcome to the show.
Minnie Nifty!
Thank you.
Minnie Nifty! Death or Buddha? Or Bunda?
Yeah, I knew that punchline was coming. I saw the aristocrats documentary, and do you take death or the aristocrats? Well, and then the last one says I take death. Well, first the aristocrats.
Oh yeah, that's right. They did use that in that. That was such a great movie.
They even have a deleted, uncensored, X-rated scene from South Park where they get more profane than most episodes.
I think one of the funniest things in that whole movie was Drew Carey's little thing with the finger snap at the end.
Yeah.
I laughed. He said that was his original thing, the finger snap, when he says aristocrats. The aristocrats. I just thought that documentary
was made by a guy who replaced Rob Morrow in Northern Exposure.
Huh. I did not know that. Who's that?
The new doctor. I forget his name. His name was Capra in the show. Dr. Capra.
Like I said, I never watched that. That was a radio show for me. I couldn't tell it. Except when that young chick came on, for some reason I'd look at the screen. I don't know why. And the chick with the thing on her eyeball. Oh my God, was she crazy?
Oh yeah, little brunette. Maggie O'Connell. Oh yeah, I like her better than the young one.
Hey, what'd you think of that gal in the picture tonight, man? In the picture I put up on the caricature page, man. Ooh,
yeah.
She was cute. And I think she realized I was thinking she was cute because she mentioned she had a boyfriend like twice or three times. While we were talking, I'm like, hey, I got the idea.
What's your boyfriend got to do with me, baby?
Where the hell is your boyfriend tonight, baby? Let's go. Rancho Grenache, Skittle Bowl. I got all the booze you can drink. Great. didn't work out. Didn't quite work out.
How's your 4th of July?
Yeah, there you go. 4th of July. Anything on 4th of July, Minnie Nifty?
Well, you see, I see the 4th of July a little bit differently because...
That's true.
Because this year, 4th of July, it was exactly 10 years, so July 4th, 2006.
Uh-oh.
Exactly 10 years since I decided to take up computer programming. It's still an amateur level, but I decided to just get some reference files and do some coding.
I thought you were going to read it up to a depressing story. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, you know, oh man, I got my first blowjob or something. You know, I don't know.
That's good.
I brought a Minnie Nifty with me, if you want to spin one.
Yes, right on it. Nifty, Commodore Nifty.
I thought I already had one up, so And then I looked for it. I couldn't find it. So I uploaded this one at the last minute. And it's long enough. Oh, I'm celebrating. I broke 40 pounds on my diet. I've lost yes. over 40 pounds now.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Good. Good for you.
I only got like 25 to go. Oh, we have a luminary has joined us. Two luminaries.
Yes. Now he has a show.
Or maybe not. All right, well, let's do the mini nifty, then we'll come back and we'll do the roll call.
Here's a story.
Dorothy lived on a farm in the middle of the great
Mushroom Kingdom.
When she stood outside their one-roomed wooden house, she could see nothing but
a pot,
a pan,
a broom,
a hat.
Dorothy had just one friend,
Jackie Beat.
Usually Dorothy and
Jackie
spent all day playing
vinyl records
together. But one day, something stopped them. From the north, they heard the low wail of
Blake Shelton.
Then from the south came a sharp whistling sound.
Quick, Dorothy!
Screamed
Jackie. Run for the cellar!
But she was only halfway across the room when there came a great shriek. And the house shook violently. Dorothy sprang from her bed and with
Jackie
at her heels ran and opened the door. She was now in the middle of a country of marvelous
fantasy.
The nightingale,
with brilliant plumage, sang
such a happy, happy song. Oh, sing, sweet nightingale, sing, sweet.
And then she noticed, coming towards her,
little men.
Minis!
Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no.
No!
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 No, 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 no.
You must have been dreaming.
The moral of this story is don't
eat chocolate
before you go to bed.
I like
good
it.
Stuff. Good stuff.
We ought to have that mini Nifty go through all our archives and slap together a bunch of Wendy's and John Lakes and Malt Liquor Man.
Best of Wendy. Wow.
Oh, yes.
Rated PG-13.
Oh, oh no.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was probably good, though, Mini Nifty. I'll tell you that.
Yikes. Yeah, there's no way I can leave the country, man.
Yeah.
Joint's paid for. I need a place for my stuff.
My place is my country. Right here in this.
There you go.
Mobile
I was thinking
home.
That today.
Mobile home.
My little fiefdom. I got a yard, I got a house, I got a driveway. Get the fuck away from me.
Gumtobia. You need a fucking passport before you knock on my door.
I want to see your papers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, watch that. And drawing a blank on his name. Norman.
Norman Lear.
Mormon Lair. Watch that little video, man. It put a tear to my dang eye.
Huh? Like, he still wears that dopey hat.
I know. He loves the dopey hat. He's married to that. But he's doing exercises, 90 years old. Sheesh. Making me look bad. All right. Okie doke. We'll do the...
Didn't you do that movie, Cold Turkey?
Is he in it?
No, I think he did it. I think he produced
yeah,
it.
Yeah. That was a Norman Lear. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a very, very movie. Funny movie. Yeah.
Love that movie.
Newhart.
Saw that
Newhart. Great man.
Saw that at the theater, man.
Yes, did I?
No shit. That part with the Dick Van Dyke masks, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it when Newhart was on the phone calling the tobacco company saying everything's going fine, and then some guy kicked the dog, and the dog went flying past the phone booth. When Newhart was
well, if you've never seen it, Cold Turkey's a movie about a whole town quitting smoking, and everybody gets, like, pretty nervy.
Reverend Dick Van Dyke gets horny.
Yeah. Well, no, that was his old lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, was that Michelle Lee?
No.
No.
I can't remember her name. She was on the Virginian. She was actually the Virginian Squeeze.
And
then they killed her off. Whoa.
Oh.
She was like in 3 or 4 episodes at the beginning, and they killed her off, man. Fucking villains. But I think they did that because they knew, man, you can't tie the Virginian down with, like, one woman.
That's the truth. It's just like us, Commodore, just like you and I.
Exactly. And, you know, after that, it became kind of like Kiss of Death to be if you were Virginian's girlfriend in the episode. More than not, you got whacked, you know, because if he fell in love with you, oh, geez, you're dumb. You're done. You're doomed.
Was
except
that, like,
for the one time... There was one time when he let her become a nun. She became a nun. That's your only choice. Other than that,
death.
Check out,
death.
Man.
Nun by Bunda.
Get death or Bunda or a cloister. All right. Let's call their names for crying out loud. There's Apple Cheeks and Alice. Woo! Yeah. Woohoo! Good to have you with us. And there's Dr. K. Woo! Yay!
Dr. K.
Man, it's the whole Canadian contingent here, man. Well, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. K, though. I mean, regardless of her country of origin.
Canadians are always up top. Always north of
us. Canadians love the possum, man. What can you say?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I've said this before. I don't know if I've ever, you know, if you've all you Canadians have heard my little spiel on the national anthems. American national anthem sucks.
Yeah.
Canadian national anthem, great. Wish
probably
we had one like yours, man. Not a song about war, a song about love of country. This is what an anthem should do. Anyway, let me show it out, Dr. Cake. And it's almost not worth doing without Apple Cheeks Alice.
Oh, no.
You got to mention it.
Uh-huh.
And there's Fort Prefect, speaking of Candy
Jack.
He's one of those revolutionaries.
He's
a writer.
He's interplanetary.
He's left the planet. Expatriate Earthling. And there's Getting for USA! Woohoo!
USA.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. Every possum counts double tonight.
Yeah.
We got a short list. but we do have guest 2088. Man, his typeface is really small, man. Is there a way you can make the typeface bigger on this shit? Probably not. I don't know. I'll ask the kids. There's guest 2215. Actually, I'm going to the dang.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, you got that right, Jack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the, what do you call? I'm going to the eye doctor soon. I got to do that.
I got it, too, man. I haven't read a book in months.
Well, I'm like noticing that I'm fading out at the end of gigs. Like, if it's a long gig, 4 hours, I'm starting to like see cross-eyed and shit. It's like, goodbye. This is no goo. Need my right arm and my eyes. Take whatever you want else. I'll sit there toothless, legless, with a Kroger left arm. But leave me my fucking right arm and my eyes, man.
Well, a blind characterist could be your niche.
I don't want to be, you know, I want to be able to do my shit till I don't want to do it anymore, you know. I don't want to get into that philosophical crap, though, because I got too much of that shit on my mind. And there's Maggie C, speaking of philosophical. She's first in love.
Yes.
First in peace. And first in the Possum Lounge. And bringing up the rear. No offense. Professor RJ, come in, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly, sir. Thank you kindly.
These are germs. It's Schnickle Fritz.
Schnickle Fritz.
The Friday Possum Lounge. Everything is gesundheit.
Yeah. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Boom, 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 boom. I still haven't got that. I got to get that sound bite. Everything is gesundheit. Because it is, man. It's really cool. Man, I was reading this article on... No, go ahead, go ahead.
You got to get the sound bite of the Wilhelm scream, too. Just kind of throw that in every now and again.
Oh, really? We need to get that? Do we really?
Oh, sure. At the end of the blow-up.
Ah! Yep, I actually have, I have both the Wilhelm screen and the Wilhelm screen.
There it is. He's on top of things. That's why he's...
One more time. Ladies and gentlemen, Wilhelm scream. All right. Woohoo.
God, Nip, right. You got that in what?
Good, Nifty.
Yeah, I have that one and the Howie scream, which you heard in the mixtape that you played from me. It's kind of the later Wilhelm scream. Like the Wilhelm scream was from the 50s and 60s. The Howie scream was from the 80s.
What was the original Wilhelm from again? What was the original Wilhelm?
Drum.
Was that a
distant drum?
Distant drum. Jungle Picture.
Wasn't it originally the Feathers River, and then it was used in Distant Drum, or vice versa?
No, it was vice versa, but Feather River gave it the name Wilhelm, because Feather River had the character Wilhelm, Private Wilhelm.
Okay, was he the one that was eaten by the gator then? And
No, that would be Distant Drum.
I got to see this. The guy gets shot with an arrow, falls into a creek, and was eaten by a gator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Possible officer sang about it.
I'm sure it'll show up in the one of the channels I got now.
Yeah, shoot. I gotta check Amazon now.
Oh shoot! Well, it's Friday night.
Amazon.
It's Friday night. And we're gonna end up. Geez, actually, we're just rattling on and prattling. We could dance before we do the 3 minutes.
I think we should dance.
All right, we'll do the Decker's dance, ladies and germs. I think you all know this one, so join in. Mini Nifty, I'm looking at you.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent
some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Oh, well, everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Why, you will get to like it if you give it a chance now. My little baby sister can do it with me. It's easier to learn than a ABC. So come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. Swing your hips right now. That's right. Oh, well, I take you out. You're not a hard mover on the floor in a locomotion. Oh, well, do it for the end if you get the notion. There's never been a dance that's too easy to do. It even makes you happy when you're feeling blue. So come on, come on, do the locomotion with me. You gotta swing your hips now. Well, that's right. Oh, well, I take you out to now. We'll move around the floor in a locomotion.
I didn't finish my thought earlier. I lost all that weight, so I'm since I passed that what do you want to call it? That goal, whatever, that goal post, that yeah. line in the sand. I figured I'd have a beer weekend.
Uh-huh.
So I'm having a Yuengling, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, Canadians. Went with my home Pennsylvania. That was a great burp. Thank you, Maggie C. It was American made. And that is one of the few American brewed beers you can buy anymore.
Yep.
You know, Budweiser's brewed up the street, but it's owned by Belgians? Somebody over in Europe owns Budweiser, and they want to buy Miller. Yuengling's going to be the only guy left.
I won't buy that out, though.
What's that?
Someone will buy that out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Honey,
I've got like one
honey,
of those.
Babies.
I got one of those flies that's like on its last legs, just flying real slow. And if I catch him on the air, I will take him outside and let him go. In front of every. Ooh, almost got him. In front of everybody. So.
What's,
stay
what's
tuned
Ted
for that.
Do? Isn't that Ted's job to take care of those wounded flies?
Shit. He's the laziest dog in the world.
There you go.
He's
got
shit
street.
Wrong with him, but I don't know if he's got shit wrong with him more like physically or mentally, you know?
Yeah.
He's talked himself into. He's talked himself into being, you know, sort of. Lame and a little bit of an invalid. Make me carry me, Dad. And in the process, I almost got the fly. In the process, he's gotten really fat. My buddy came over. He's like, oh, there's that Ted. Holy cow, he's so fat. I'm like, yeah, thank you. Nice to see you too, man.
You got to put him on the Decker diet.
He wouldn't eat it. Besides, guacamole, I think, is kills dogs or something. Like one of those, like onions. Yeah. Been eating some guacamole, man. Great.
Yeah,
I'm turning into a vegetarian, man. Bad. Next thing you know, I'll be voting communist.
That's what it leads to. You got a 3 minute.
Well, I know, yeah. I think it's past time for that. Well, Gummy, this was your idea.
Uh-oh.
Marty Feldman's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to the big guy.
Minnie Nifty knows what's coming.
Oh, yeah. This is Minnie knows.
Marty Feldman's birthday, huh? What do you think we got?
We're losing you, but I'm sure you got it right.
They're going to play the Bolt of Brian, Freddie of Betty Davis, I, and Mark Feldman, I.
You got
it. You are correct, sir. And I caught the fucking fly. I shit you not. I got him in my right hand. I'm going to let him go during 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
That is free.
Because it's easier to kill a fly than it is to turn it loose. Think about that, everybody, and think about it hard. Meanwhile, as your punishment, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back. And let this be a lesson to you all.
Her head is growing bald. Her feet are twice her size. She says it's not her. Jimmy Walker's lips, Liberace's clothes.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
No pipes tonight, man. I'm lucky if I can get a...
You need inspiration for one of those. You need a Wendy.
Boo. Smiley brunette would do the trick.
I imagine you have no news tonight, do you? There's nothing going on here in the United States.
News? Well, yeah. I don't have anything where anybody shoots anybody.
Oh, okay.
I got no shoe sting stories tonight.
Okay.
You watch Green Acres, man. They moved it from 2 o'clock. I used to be able to turn away from Bonanza and watch Green Acres until the Rifleman came on. No, they got to move it to the morning sometime. Motherfuckers.
They shuffle the shit around.
And then they left stupid One Day at a Time on it, whatever the fuck that is, because I'm always turning to see what's on and that's on, and I go, ah, jeez. Why don't they just run Green Acres all day? I'd be fine with that. Throw in some Three Stooges.
That'd
be all right. Anyway, what am I getting to here? Oh, yeah, stories about not about shoe sting people. Lisa Douglas always says shoe sting instead of shooting. Shoe sting.
Okay. Huh. Hungarian.
Shoe sting. Yeah, that's the Hungarian word for shooting. Shoe sting.
Shoe sting
the adult.
Shoe sting or butter.
Don't be shoe sting each other, people. All right. No, we really do need to simmer down, man. Everybody.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No, you ain't kidding.
You know, if I was president, and earlier Ford nominated me for the office, even though he's a Canadian, but you know, Canadians are on the ball.
Yeah.
That would be my statement today. Everybody just needs to simmer down.
Simmer down.
And I'm looking at aliens.
put your guns down and watch Green Acres for fuck's sake.
Later on. Turn on the Bosmar. Simmer down.
Simmer down.
Chill the fuck out. Fuck, man. All right. Now, here's a lady sentenced to jail in Pennsylvania. Good old Yuengling beer tonight. Disorderly conduct. This is in York, PA. 25-year-old Amanda Marie Warfel. No relation to Farfel, has been jailed since March 22nd. They bagged her for having sex so loud that it shook the neighbor's furniture.
Wow. Wait, it's Farfel. Farfel.
That's an O. You talk about a big O. Whoa. That's a whoa. So anyway.
Commodore, man. What were you doing in York, Pennsylvania, you son?
Go balls deep, Dad! But,
I bet it was on an episode of Sex Sounds Podcast.
But I guess the neighbors have dealt with this for 2 years. They were fed up, and they decided to all get together and press charges against them. Cool your heels, man. I don't know what she's doing in jail for the last however long that is.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
90 days or... However long. But jeez.
These are all house
gonna be,
proud. House
I'll bet
proud
it's
going to
be a loud one when she gets the fuck out of there, gets home.
Fast.
You know, I think everybody in the neighborhood ought to give her a pass for at least the first night, man, because that's going to be rowdy.
Yeah.
So anyway, good luck to Amanda Warfel.
Warfel.
No relation to Farfel. All right, now this guy is the dumbest guy we'll probably talk about in this program. I'm going to copy and paste the link so you can see this numbnuts. You know, his glory. Jesus God. An adult man with 29 Miley Cyrus tattoos suddenly realizes he does not want 29 Miley Cyrus tattoos. This guy had this obsession ever since Hannah Montana, right? So, you know, he gets his first paycheck, gets his first Miley tattoo, and, well, one thing leads to another, and now he's a grown man. 42-year-old grown-ass man, it says in the article. Man. Carl McCoyd. Carl McCoyd. Anyway, he wants to get him removed because the thing was, Miley Cyrus, he posted these things to her Twitter or her, you know, face shot or fuck book or whatever the fuck. And she thought it was gross.
Nice of her.
I
only have 14 Kristen McNichols. I'm not that bad.
Oh, what a bonehead, man.
See, that's,
but
people
2,800
don't realize you're going to grow out of that shit. Yeah.
I've been saying that for a generation now, and nobody's fucking listened. What are you going to do? Miley called them ugly and creepy. Thank you, Miley. God love Hannah Montana. She's more sensible than I thought.
I got one, Janet Reno.
Bet you're regretting that one now.
I don't know why I was thinking.
We did a magazine. I used to do this magazine. We did the swimsuit issue one time, and we had all political figures. And I can't remember what we did for Janet Reno, but at the time, this was during Clinton, and they had the African-American gal that was Surgeon General, who had come out in favor of masturbation. So I had her in a deck chair with a blanket over her crotch and the, you know, wiggle lines, her hands under the blanket. And here she is in her one-piece zebra stripe, lovely outfit.
Oh,
that was a good one. Good idea. We should revisit the swimsuit issue. We'll do the Possum Hour swimsuit issue.
Yeah. Hey,
hopefully
like
Wendy shows
idea.
Up.
We'll make sure she shows up for that one.
All right. Now, this you put up on the thing, and I looked at this website. Is this real or not real? You got anything on this?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, okay, we'll
just
assume
right?
It's real. Fireworks
it's silly,
explode
right?
in a woman's vagina during a Walmart shoplifting attempt. Supposedly, in Philadelphia, LaTanisha Smith, 27, of Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
She went over there to the Walmart.
I think that goes on here in Philly.
They had her on security cam. She went in the bathroom and inserted some... what the hell was she trying to steal? Hopefully not...
Those cheap-ass ones. Those ones they sell at, like, dollar stores or whatever. TNT.
Oh, jeez.
TNT.
Oh, jeez. Box of TNT fireworks.
Fire in the hole!
He says, I've caught a lot of customers trying to steal in weird ways. But not this way. Not with fireworks. And he adds, it smelled like a fish fry.
Oh.
I don't know how the things went off. How did they go off? Did they
get into that.
Pressure the sugar walls or what? What was that? The friction of Smith's legs rubbing together caused the fuse. It was hanging from inside her to light, which set off the fireworks. Now, on top of that, on top of an exploding vajayjay, she's in the county jug pending a $3,000 bond. And her, luckily, she had a mom around and children in her mom's care.
I bet she was louder than a York, Pennsylvania jet.
I know. Talk about a loud one. She ain't gonna be able to do that thing for a while. No. To a related story, a cinnamon roll can exploded in this guy's butt while he was trying to shoplift it from Walmart. That's why I got suspicious about the first story. It's the same site. Related story, Las Vegas. Martin Klein, 41, Las Vegas. Shoplifting at Walmart. Sticks the Poppin' Fresh Pillsbury up his ass, and Poppin' Fresh pops out.
Now, did he really want that, or is that some kinky shit? I think he's into that.
He just wanted some... He just wanted some hot cross buns. I don't know, man.
Well, he's feeding the gerbil.
Crazy.
Oh, all right. I love people.
Well, hopefully, if those are real stories and that's a real website, it's my new favorite website.
I had to believe it.
Yeah. People shoving stuff into their orifices. Okay. In a good note, in the world of sports, the Dodgers Stadium, on the 4th of July, they had this bald eagle from the Los Angeles Zoo.
Yes.
And he was going to fly over the stadium, you know, while they played patriotic music, bye, 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 bye. Well, he decided to take off, man.
Fuck
you guys. So long, sucker! Congratulations. Chinook, the former Los Angeles Zoo bald eagle.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Turning now.
Professor Gumby, that was a Gumby.
There you go. Just get a song you like and look it up on YouTube. There's always a better cover someplace.
And put Rockabilly next to it.
That's right. That's all you got. Rockabilly.
There you
Womack.
Have it. That's the secret to a successful possum hour. Here we go. Yinling cracking it. All righty. Beautiful, beautiful Yinling. American-owned, family-owned. God bless America. We're messed up. Yeah, Cake was thought it was Monday for the yodel. I've been, that dang 4th of July holiday messed me up all week.
Okay.
And twice I had to actually go to my computer and look at the little thing in the corner to see what fucking day it was.
I do that all the time. I check my little junk rack. I tell you, when you're on a plane, you don't know what to... That's just 2016.
Well,
I
didn't have
right?
to work till Friday, till today, so it's like, you know, well... So anyway, that brings me to the Monday show. We may or may not be here. I'll let you know as soon as I can, especially you, Professor Gumby.
Uh-huh.
You're the co-host, or the co-host at this point, the Council of Experts. I'm going up to the lake Sunday to see my bud, so.
Good for you. Hope he's doing better.
No, he's not.
He's not. That's
he's okay. He's hanging in there, man. You know what are you gonna do? I got him a great T-shirt.
There you go.
Hope he's not listening to the show. I don't think he listens to the show. Well, if he does, he spoils the surprise. Or turn off your radio if you're listening. So I got this shirt. It's got from behind Nixon, just the top of his silhouette, with the peace signs out. You know. You know, like he's getting on the helicopter.
Uh-huh.
I thought he'd like, he's a big Nixon fan, as aren't we all?
So am I.
Bring him back, man. I mean, at least we knew where he was coming from, man.
Nixon's the only one.
I read an article today where they were trying to sell the case for the whole fix being really in that Trump actually conspired with Clinton's to do all this shit. And I'm not saying that's true or false. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Come on, man. This fucking shit.
All for a Wilhelm scream.
Everybody Wilhelm scream in unison, man. All right. What do we got coming up? The Polka? What else is Friday? Are we forgetting something?
Friday Frank, if you got one.
I got tons of Friday Franks.
There you go.
We're Friday Franks and Carter has pills. All right, we do Friday Frank. Let's see what we got.
Hey, that's the Friday Frank.
Because I keep uploading them and then we skip Friday Frank and then I got an excess of Friday Franks.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing. Build up with the Frank.
All righty. How about...
You don't even know what I just said. That's you. on top, your pony underneath. You lay in bed and grit your teeth.
Madge, I want your body.
Harry, get back.
Madge, it's not merely physical.
Harry, you're a beast.
Madge, I couldn't help it. I stopped.
Oh, wow, man.
Oh, blew my mind.
I forgot I put the Friday Frank into the Friday Frank. My apologies for the doubling down of the Friday Frank.
That sounded like Zappa with the Shags.
That was from my favorite album of all time. We're only in it for the money.
Yeah. Good album.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Good time.
Yep.
Oh,
actually,
boy.
I used to subscribe to them on YouTube.
You used to what?
I used to be subscribed on YouTube to a Major versus Minor, and they did exactly what this Pink Panther theme is. They changed the key using alterations.
Ah. Yes.
And it's like, how do you do that? I'm a mixtape artist, and I don't even know how to do that.
I know. That's beyond my mortal... Ken. Just ask Ken. So anyway, I might be able to stick my toes in water Sunday.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Maybe my whole fat carcass. In
the
lake.
Right? There.
Yeah. Oh, we won't forget
nature, Commodore. One with nature.
I'm a water guy, man. That's my sign, man.
Go. So am I. I haven't been in the water since the mid 80s, early 80s.
Oh, I haven't been in the water since, it's been a good 5, 6 years, 7, yeah. I don't know. Last time I was in Kokomo, I took a dip.
I hear you.
Took a dip. Dippin' Dots. You ever have Dippin' Dots, Gumby?
Dippin' Dots, yes.
Dippin' Dots? You have Dippin' Dots, Mini Nifty? Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. Isn't that an Indian pop group?
No. They sell them at the ballpark, man. A bucket of Dippin' Dots. So Dippin' Dots, Dippin' Dots, Dippin' Dots. It's funny as hell in Pittsburgh. You're watching a ball game and a guy beside, Dippin' Dot, you want Dippin' Dot? Dippin' Dot, Dippin' Dot, Dippin' Dot.
What the fuck is it?
It's like a freeze-dried piece of fucking ice cream, right? Something like that.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than normal ice cream.
It's like little chunks of freeze-dried stuff that's cold, I guess. I don't know. I've seen it.
I'm not an ice cream guy. Gumby doesn't like any kind of sweets.
Not a big... Oh, there's Daddy G. There's Daddy G. We already plugged your show, dude. You got to listen back to get the full... the full effect.
We refuse to tell the people that it's going to be on tomorrow night at 9.
No, it's going to be on 9 tomorrow, but I'm not going to say that.
No.
Well, you say it either.
No. Nope.
Because it's time to polka. We better polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Wow. Oh, boy, that was
Everybody loved that.
But they, the third base coach held him up. They held him up at third. It's the third rock to the sun, man. I can't believe I missed the theme song. So anyway, Alice, that was for you, darling, Apple Cheeks Alice.
Yes.
Mini Nifty, if you don't know, Alice, Apple Cheeks Alice is one of our venerated possums.
Yeah, I've heard the name. Episode.
One of the originals.
Yep.
So that was
possums
her,
love Alice.
Her official poll. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, she is. Indeed, she is.
And thank you, Alice, and thank you, all you possums.
Yes.
For showing up tonight, making this the greatest show ever.
Indeed.
That wasn't bad. It didn't suck.
Yeah.
You know, if it comes down to it, you got to admit, it didn't suck.
Which is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Shafafa. Are you kidding me?
Everybody, anybody that's up at 6 o'clock in the morning in our Murph, that's going to be on WRIU radio. The link will be
page. Plug the page.
Oh, yes, yes. And we got Eminent Front Possum Blues. Far past an hour, but she'll be show at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yabba dabba doo. Go ahead, too.
Bring the blues. Yep.
Yeah, bring a change of underpants just in case, because it's early in the morning, man.
No, you ain't kidding.
If you're over 50, you don't want to trust a fart.
Joe Moody show at 3 o'clock. I'll catch that. I don't know if I'm going to be awake through Murphy.
Well, man, I'm enjoying this yinling.
Yeah.
I was going to do the
nice
Flintstone.
Rain here, baby. I love it.
Oh, you got a rain? All cooling things off. All right, let's do the tequila.
Yeah. Let's ride this puppy.
That's about going to do it for the show, man.
That's it.
We got a beam out, and then it's going to be like booyah, so we get something stupid ready for that.
Mucho booyah.
Booyah and Bulilala.
I don't know.
Forget the Bulilala. Oh, and your pickled watermelon, Ryan. Oh, cool news, man. Like, I heard my little sister and dude were doing a Plucky Strum.
Yeah.
Part 2. So I emailed her. Yeah. I'm like, I'd love to do the Plucky Strum 2 cover, CD cover. She's like, well, we already talked to them yet? I'm like, no, boo. Got the cold shoulder on that.
Oh.
Yeah, anyway. So I've been sitting around for the last 3 or 4 weeks going, oh, well, you know, it's cool if she does something else with it. It's all right. But she emailed me yesterday. She goes, yeah, we want to do it. We're all psyched. I'm like, woohoo. So
go.
I'm all psyched, man. And
a comic book type thing? Or what?
No, the cover for their next CD.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, yeah, they should. Yeah. Keep it consistent.
Yeah, and it's funny because the idea they have kind of goes along with the idea I had in mind, so it's going to be cool, man.
Good.
I love my little sister. She's the pick of
the
litter,
gang. I love the first one.
Oh, it's beautiful.
First CD was great.
Yinling! And, of course, the artwork on the cover. Impeccable.
Biden. I got the shirt, too. I got to get a picture of myself with that shirt.
Yeah, man. I'll put it on my Facebook page.
There you go.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks, Mini Nifty. You're pretty nifty, dude. I must say.
Thanks. Right now, as I'm on the line here, I just registered the Mini Nifty website like 30 seconds ago.
Oh,
cool. Yinling. Energize.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
happy. Send it to Grenache.
Show's over, man. Cut that one closed.
Yep.
That's cool. We went out on the beam out. That's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, that was the original intent of the beam out. But one thing led to another.
We did pretty good dragging out that last 7 minutes.
Oh my God, we're experts at this.
You don't normally think 7 minutes is long, but when you're talking on the fucking radio or podcast, it's an eternity if you got nothing to say.
Shit. That's why I keep heavy drugs at hand. All right, I'm out of the chat room. Good show, Mock Show.
Good time.
I'm going to add something about the election. I guess not.
Fuck that election.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody stay home.
What do you want? I wanted to take a poll. I'll just do it with you two. What's your choice, Gumby? Is it going to be death or Bunda?
I definitely see Bunda. That's on Bunda.
Yeah. Yeah. And the point is, Bunda. Either way, we get fucked in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And I think that was the punchline of my initial joke.
I think everybody got it. Everybody got it.
Okay.
We gotta find a picture of Trump and Hillary together and kind of text that right on the picture. That's my Buddha. That'll be on Grenache tomorrow.
Death or Bunda?
Bunda.
Man. But Bernie hasn't. I don't know what Bernie's going to. I'm not jumping to conclusions.
I don't see him endorsing anybody. I don't either, brother.
I don't either, man. It's not in his character. That's not been his MO so far.
Yep.
He's going to say we need to beat Trump at all costs. That's all he's going to say. And you know what? Because he's not going to endorse her this week because he has to wait to the convention because the longer he waits, the more he's able to influence the Democratic Party platform. Which he's already done.
You think she might get him for vice? That could still happen.
That's a long shot. I don't know if he'd take it, though.
Yeah, I hope he won't. But he I don't know. Even though this has been rigged since the giddy-up, and we all know that he wasn't going to win, at least he brought some awareness. You know?
Yes, he brought the shit.
So he
was a wild card.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the whole way. Nobody expected. Nobody expects the burn, baby. All right, that's all I'm going to
say. So he did some good, even though it wasn't going to happen. That was obvious.
Oh, well, I totally lost faith when New York, they rigged New York. I said, Jesus. He should have won New York. He did win California. They've already done that on the recount. And then when all the news media said Hillary won before she actually won, that's when I knew, well, okay.
Uh-huh.
No need to beat me over the head too hard.
Someone I know on Rhode Island, not Murph. Yeah, it said that thousands showed up for Bernie.
Oh, yeah.
Right? His rally, yeah. And there, like a handful showed up for Hillary.
Yeah.
And
there was
the
one night. There
came
was
in that she won. She won the polls and wrote out. You know, it's so fucking rigged. It's unbelievable.
Well,
They're not even trying to pause.
No, the exit polls have traditionally been a way to keep track of the vote. And, like, every time they've been defying the odds of logic. Through this primary, Bernie's fucking annihilating this bitch, and she wins.
Yeah.
Yep. Your vote doesn't mean diddly dick, people. Stay home, November.
I am afraid you are correct. I am afraid you are correct, sir. If you don't stay home, at least
vote. Watch Green Acres.
Don't vote for death or Bunda. Okay.
You're in a
vote
no
for
win
something.
Situation.
Vote for something other than that. And I think on that note, we have done our job. We have done our public service by telling you this. And believe us later.
Oh,
thank you, Professor, sir. Impeccable.
Fun time.
I don't know where the time went.
Nope.
Flitted by. You know, when the lovely Reverend Wendy shows up, which I hope is more often than not, we should extend the show a half hour, automatic.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Although she'll quit at the 90 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Yeah.
We'll go, oh, Jesus. Now I gotta sit around and stick around by herself. Shit never works out exactly the way you want to, but if you're really lucky, sometimes it does some of the time.
Yep.
So, count your blessings if shit's working out for you at all.
I guess.
Yeah. Could be worse. It could always be worse, man.
Yeah.
You know? when you're involved with people that are dying of cancer, that is a funny thing, man. It can always be worse. Because you're sitting there, you know, like stub your toe. Oh, geez. Well, I'm dying of cancer. Yeah. Yeah. You know, shit. You know, I mean, you could have a major car accident and come out of it, you know, and go, well, I ain't dying of cancer. You know, I mean, that's a big, that's huge. So,
everyone should think that way. I used to tell people that at work. I'm having a bad day. Look at these skinny little kids in third world countries with flies on their face. You're talking about a bad day? Calm the fuck down.
You are preaching, baby. Sing it, brother.
Dance.
Sing it.
Dance.
Sing it, brother.
Right.
All right, I'm going to play out with something. I have no idea what the fuck this is. I hope it's cool.
Terrific today. Good man.
Mini Nifty, thank you, sir.
Welcome. The website is now set up.
Okay.
Can you send it? Can you send it to Gridosh?
Just send it to me. I'll put it on.
Okay.
Say goodnight, everybody. Nifty what?
Yeah, the website is nifty.editthis.info.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
I let you simply die on my silly do, and then you want to do the goody goo. I let you simply die on my silly do, and then you want to do. The goody goo, I said it only that it ain't gonna be like that. I gave you puppy dub and my tippy dip and my flappy down too. I gave you puppy dub and my tippy dip and my flappy down too. You're showing your flappy side, but it ain't gonna be like that. Da 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 da
We will da 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 da. adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!